guess I have I've been hidden a little bit too long. I didn't realize that gravel pits are now controversial, but apparently there is some controversy to gravel pits and the materials needed to build the road beds to fix the damn roads. News to me. It's okay. I'm learning, and here to walk me through it, Senator Tom Baird, as I mentioned before the break. He represents the 24th Senate District. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me on. Good morning.
Good morning. And so we've got some aggregate mining bills sent to the Senate floor. And as I read these, it has to do with, the gravel pits, getting the gravel, the road base right. necessary to build new roads, to improve roads, to fix old roads, all of this. And apparently the environmental folks and some towns and municipalities don't like the idea of gravel pits. Help me out.
Right. Yeah, it's an issue that we've really spent quite a bit of time tackling in the Senate Transportation Committee that I chair in the Senate, and we've taken probably 10 or more hours of committee testimony on this particular issue, and it arises from the circumstance that you described, which is that a significant portion of the cost of building roads is the actual materials that go into that. Now,
sure.
there's labor and engineering and all these other factors as well, but the actual materials that go into building our roads have just skyrocketed in cost over the last, 5 or 8 years. And what we're seeing now is that our money, our tax money that we're paying for roads, is going, not as far as it should as we look to, build roads and improve our infrastructure and everything else. My big motivation with this, and should not be a surprise to many people, is that being a good steward of our tax dollars means that we need to make sure that we are getting the best bargain for our tax money when we're building infrastructure. And if we're going to ask folks to pay taxes at the pump, pay on their registration fees to build out our infrastructure, I feel that I owe them that commitment that the dollars they're sending us to Lansing will be used to the greatest efficiency possible, meaning we'll get the best bargain for the materials and the manpower and everything else that goes into building these roads.
All right. So, this is all part of what it takes to lay the foundation, not just for roads, but for the future of Michigan, for business. You've got to have good roads to attract companies to the state, to retain good companies that are here. One of the knocks against Michigan, as Senator, as well, your roads are terrible. We've been improving that, and I've seen a lot of roads under construction, and I will give credit to the governor. She said she was going to address roads. Roads are being addressed. Of course, the previous governor got the ball rolling, but both Democrats and Republicans see this as a must for Michigan, for its residents, and for the future of business, correct?
Right, absolutely. And, it's one thing when roads become a nuisance where you hit that pothole on your way home from work every day and you get frustrated by it, and that's certainly a serious issue. But it becomes a real hazard for the state overall when we have a lack of economic activity because businesses don't want to locate in our state because of the infrastructure issues and things of that sort.
All right, so what has to happen here? Where are we in the process? What has to happen next, and what's involved?
Yeah, so we passed out Senate Bill 431 from the Michigan Senate Transportation Committee, as I described, and really what that does is it reins in some of the overreach by some of these local governments that have decided not to allow gravel mining in their area.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me just jump
sure.
in there. All right. So for those that don't want to allow it, we'll fix other people's roads. Problem solved.
Right. Well, yeah, I wish it were that simple.
It is that simple. Why is it not that? If they don't want to be involved in the process and they don't want, anything disturbed in their area because
sure.
a gravel pit is somehow controversial, well, then we'll build roads where they're not.
Sure. Well, part of the issue is that we use gravel where it's located. Like, you can only mine gravel where it's located. It may not be located in certain geographic formations in the state, and then we have to truck it in and transport it there. And certain communities, obviously, they have a gravel operation on site and can use the gravel, and it's a self-sustaining issue. But for a lot of areas, they have to truck it in from somewhere else. And what we're seeing is that increasingly we're having to truck this material farther and farther and farther to get to the job site. And if you can believe this, we actually have seen an increase in the circumstances where the trucking and transportation costs to get the material to the job site is exceeding the cost of the material itself. And at that point, it's just an absolutely, it's a fundamentally unsustainable model to have transportation costs where you're spending more money on the trucking to get the aggregate and gravel to the job site than you actually are on the material in the truck.
That makes no sense whatsoever, right? I mean, that's incredibly inefficient.
So we need these gravel sites, you know, proximally close to the locations where they are going to be used. And that's what this bill seeks to do, is it says we're going to provide these protections to, you know, the residents of a community, to local governments, to give them some oversight and control. But as long as the proposed gravel extraction site meets these requirements, then the local government would not then just be able to say, well, we just don't want you here anyway. We think you're going to be a nuisance because the trucks are loud, or you're going to drive trucks on federally registered and regulated truck routes, for example. That was one of the oppositions to the bill, is that they were going to put too many trucks on truck routes. And I just am sorry, I don't feel sympathetic to that argument that somebody who is, you know, located or a town that's on a truck route is going to be bothered by having trucks drive down the truck route. Certainly that is a nuisance, but it's one that shouldn't override the desire and the need for us to all have adequate infrastructure in our state.
Well, there you go. And we really need that, and I agree with you. So hopefully we can get this figured. But it may not happen in the next 35 days before the election. Does that change anything?
Well, we're certainly hopeful that we're building a coalition. We did a lot of the work on the front end in the committee at addressing concerns, you know, working with members, adopting amendments. And, you know, I'll be the first to admit this is not going to be a unanimously supported proposal or a unanimously supported bill, but it is heavily bipartisan. It's actually sponsored by a Democrat. I've been working with Democrat colleagues in the state Senate to try and bring them on board with this. And, you know, me as a Republican, as the committee chairman, the Democrat Senator Ollier, who sponsored the bill, it's a bipartisan collaboration there. And, we're working with our colleagues on the Democrat side of the aisle to bring them on board. You actually have a coalition of labor and unions that are seeking to do this as well, because they also understand that the amount of aggregate is directly, directly apply to how many roads we can build and how many jobs there are in the road building industry to get people to work doing that.
Lots of jobs out there. We know that, Senator. Senator Tom Barrett here, member of the Michigan State Senate, of course, Republican representing the 24th District. I greatly appreciate you taking the time to explain this to us. We need to build a solid foundation for this and a few other things that come to mind. Senator, thank you as always.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
There you have it. This has been the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. The most powerful voice for business in Michigan is the Michigan Chamber. And Tom Barrett pinch hitting for the Chamber on this one, because we need the foundations and we need to be able to get past some of this, speed bumps, I guess, for lack of a better analysis. Still to come, Dan Brulette will be here, the United States Secretary of Energy, straight ahead. He's in Michigan today. Oh, and by the way, Stephen Crowder coming Friday, Louder with Crowder. He's going to join me on the program tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. Louder with Crowder in Michigan at the state capitol on Friday of this week. More to come after the break.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.